Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Empowered Spirit Show with your host, Terry Ann Hyman, who is known for her teachings on tapping into the spirit. Join in and learn more about the energy of aligning with your deeper self. Tap into the intuitive energy of the angels, spirit guides, crystals, color, and light. Are you having trouble making decisions? Is your health acting up? Do you need a greater magnification of life to find your purpose? Call in for readings to catch your spirit, find your answers. Align with your highest vibration.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Empowered Spirit Show. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman, owner and founder of Natural Forces Studio, the Spiritual Development Academy, and author of Confessions of a Shower Tapper, the ultimate guide to living your purpose with EFT. So wherever you are and whatever time of day it is that you are listening in, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me and tuning in. I did want to let you know that if you are feeling a little lost in your life, or perhaps you just don't feel on track with your purpose, you can go to my website page at terryannhyman.com and get a free assessment guide to empowering your spirit. Check it out. What is stopping you from living your purpose? And if you are in need of some help, my Empowered Spirit program can offer you some. It's a 90-day private mentoring program that helps connect you to your spirit, teaching you intuitive development tools, Reiki energy, and even helping you to create new spiritual contracts for your life. I have a few spots left for the winter. Please contact me for your free assessment. I would love to talk to you about that and see if the Empowered Spirit Program is a fit for you. And in the meantime, I'd like to offer, invite you to my Empowered Spirit Circle on Facebook. It's a private group where we talk about all the many things about empowering our spirit, providing support, healing energy, articles, and information on spiritual development. Right now, we have a 42-day abundance meditation with Reiki going on. You could still join in. All you need to do is join. You can find me on Facebook, the Empowered Spirit Circle. So how is everyone today? Today we honor a man that transformed so many lives with his dreams, Martin Luther King Jr. His words still ring true. Social justice is just as important then as it is now. We must love our brothers and our sisters, regardless of race, religion, sexual preference, all those differences. Let us all become one as we are all one. You know, being from Birmingham, Alabama, growing up Jewish in the 60s, you know, I understand. I feel that persecution of what it was like. I feel when we knew that church was there, that we weren't allowed in downtown Birmingham, that all this violence was going on. And so I do take that energy and his example and have been trying even more so of late to really use my power, my visibility to stand up and to voice these and have these dreams for each and every person, to speak the truth from my heart. Yes, what a great example he is. Exactly what we need right now as we move into this year. When you are speaking your truth, so much more powerful. Trying not to get caught in that mass media is really important. When we empower our spirit to come forward, it does help us to take this stand. So as I look around Birmingham, so much change has shifted, yet so much change is still needed. And as we move through these next 4 years, we are going to be called to shine our light, to live that dream that he so often talked about, even in the face of diversity, to stand up, to take care of each and every one around us. I offer that to you as well. You can make a difference. We can all be in this together to shine our light and to make that stand. And I know women everywhere are gathering this weekend. I know here in Birmingham, there's a march down at Ingram Park. I've actually canceled my workshop, not realizing I coincided with that. And I want to make a stand. I want to march. Whether you're going to Washington or in your own city, let us stand together, shine some light on how we all can love one another. Life is too precious to hold these differences in our way. They definitely are. You know, the outward world gives us so many reasons to avoid going inward. And one of the things we're going to talk about today is our physical health and how that can be a distraction to going inward and empowering our spirit. So my guest is Dr. Greg Teft. He has his own share of obstacles that he has been through, yet he has allowed these very obstacles to empower him and search for the knowledge that is now helping others in his work with his new book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. And he's going to share with us what he has been uncovering. It's all about your hair, how your hair is the key to your health puzzle, finding exactly what nutrients will restore your health. But before we bring him on, let us just take this moment, a few moments here, and bring all of our energies together. Wherever you are, if you can, just take a nice deep inhale and exhale, bringing in the words, whatever it is that you remember from Martin Luther King, I have a dream. Let us live in love, not fear, not hate. Calling in as you take a nice deep inhale, bringing that breath all the way up the body. And exhale, sending that breath all the way back down deep into the earth. Inhaling as we calling in divine guidance, our spiritual teachers, the masters, the archangels, and our own spirit guides. We ask that they work with us and through us to surround us and protect us as we offer this work today. Taking a nice deep inhale, bringing it up through the body, connecting into the higher planes. Exhale, bringing that breath all the way back down, sending it deep into the earth, honoring our place right here in the season of winter, to the north and the south, the east and the west, above us, below us, right into the very center, asking for anything less than light to be gone, and allowing the highest vibrations to come forward for all of us this year. Taking a nice deep inhale. Calling in the messages of the angels. Offering a little guidance. Beautiful card comes forward is self-acceptance. What a beautiful card to come forward, because so many times when we don't accept ourselves, we find it so much easier to lash out against everybody else, to find the ability to make them wrong and us right. But when we can take the time in the moment to really accept who we are, where we are, what we are doing, and offering love and kindness to our own self, it's so much easier to relate to each and every other person. So perhaps as you go through this week yourself, finding the ability to offer gratitude for your own beautiful soul, your own spirit, accepting we all have shadows, we all have darkness, and only by finding and accepting and offering gratitude for that can we bring it to light and move forward. What's in you is in me, and what's in me is in you. Let's accept and love. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale, just sending that breath all the way back down deep into the earth, feeling your feet on the floor, and just bringing in the energy that helps you to understand this for you. Inhaling and exhaling. You know, as we say in some of the groups that I'm in, when we can offer gratitude for those shadow parts of us showing up, we're so much better in dealing with them and understanding them. I know I have my own work to do, and this card is beautiful for the week that we're in. Okay, so getting to the program, my guest today, Dr. Greg Teft. He likes to say that he was his own first case history in personalized nutrition. Even as a 7-year-old champion swimmer, he became convinced that by using nutrition and exercise, he could custom design a one-of-a-kind body built to help him achieve his goals of being a world-class swimmer and track and field athlete. Just missed a spot on the Olympic swim team in 1972, and then the 1976 track and field team. His drive to excel followed into adult life as a powerlifter turned bodybuilder when he became a 3-time natural Mr. America, meaning no steroids, never been done before in history. But despite his success and commitment to healing, healthy living, and proper nutrition, Dr. Teff suddenly found himself hospitalized, unable to breathe at the pinnacle of his bodybuilding career. It turned out to be asthma. Standardized medicine provided no real cure and no permanent relief. So after hearing Dr. Carlton Fredericks, an early leader in alternative health on a radio show, Dr. Teff pursued a career, he pursued a course of testing that was beyond the scope of traditional medicine. These test results showed his body was suffering from high chlorine and mercury levels. Plus, he proved deficient in many vitamins, minerals, and critical substances that his body wasn't absorbing. After correcting these issues using chelation therapy, supplementation, and a prescription diet, his asthma was gone. This experience led him on a quest to go beyond conventional medicine to find the root cause and effect issues to help people find the specific keys to their personalized health. Dr. Teff has been treating patients since 1984 as a board-certified naturopathic physician, chiropractic doctor, and drugless physician. He is a former sports medicine staff member for the 1984 U.S. Olympic team, the U.S. national swim team, the Race Across America, and other elite sports organizations, along with being head clinical nutritionist for the famous Malibu Health and Rehabilitation Center. Today, he is best known as the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition, a field he pioneered. Dr. Teft is a renowned clinical bio-nutritionalist, teacher, wellness practitioner, speaker, and author. His book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better, is an international bestseller. Lauded as the mind-body connector by Water Publications, his clientele includes celebrities, Olympic athletes, and average people who want to be their best. Ending the guesswork in treating illness and bringing people into maximum health is why he launched Arbor Vita Nutrition, which brings his unique system of geometabolic nutritional testing based on more than 60 years of molecular medical research to people in an affordable and convenient way. Instead of costly multiple tests and lots of speculation and or guesswork, individuals can quickly know what their exact prescription for optimum health, weight reduction, greater longevity, higher performance, more energy, and the end of feeling powerless, and might I add, empowered in their spirit as well. For more information, as I have posted on the show notes, arborvitanutrition.com. So let's bring him on. What a great resume and so much in there. So much his life has been dedicated to this. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Happy Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day, too.
Yes. Happy both of those for you, too. Yes. Here I live in the South. So very, very big here going on all over, though. His work was so phenomenal and so needed. Yes. And so is yours. So is yours. Yes.
Well, we're just out to help people to help themselves in a more reliable manner, both of us. And we just are taking it from my perspective, we're building the body from the ground up, and there's a way to do that that most people aren't aware of, and it's worked so well for me, and it's actually the backbone of a huge science. You tried to say it before, orthomolecular medicine.
Yes, that would tell me that, but it is a big word, and it is a big science, so it deserves that word, absolutely. You know, I find it interesting, we are sometimes our own best case study, and your own life is kind of what led you to this. And even in your book, like the different pictures of you at first glimpse, I didn't realize like, oh my God, that's you in many different formats, you know, and not all of us understand our health. Yes, I've had to look at mine. I was a fat kid as a child growing up. I've had to look at nutrition, but I never really, and still don't really, really get it. But there are some people who do, you know, and you're one of them, how you can put it together and do this. You know, my son does this. He can kind of understand and rearrange the shape of his body, but I still find it to be a puzzle. So I really can appreciate all that you've been through. And maybe let's just start talking about a little bit about your story and how you came to understand all of this.
Well, you did a great synopsis of what happened to me. I mean, I was on my way up in the world of athleticism and was just, you know, shooting for the moon, and fell down with the asthma. I came down with the asthma, and the regular docs, bless them for their efforts. They I remember the allergist that worked with me. I was hospitalized, by the way, 3 times. It was so frustrating. You know, for somebody that could run around and do almost anything and win constantly at racing and athletic events, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't climb a flight of stairs without getting out of breath. I needed my inhalers. I had all these meds. It was ridiculous. And so they just told me, well, the real cause of this is just because of, you know, cat dander, dust mites, and dust. I mean, they couldn't come up with any other reasons why I might have asthma. And when I was connected with Dr. Kolch in Frederick, he says, oh, no. He says, right on the radio, in fact, he said, there's a whole new science that looks at 3,000, now over 3,000 tests that they don't teach in medical school that look at the underlying breakdowns in the body that lead to those problems we have, that really medicine is, conventional medicine only takes kind of a spot look at. You know, they're taught, the average medical doctor, about 125 lab tests from blood and urine, which really just kind of look at the tip of the iceberg of your problems, where Dr. Frederick explained there's that whole bottom end of the iceberg that led up to that tip of the problem, if you will.
Yeah, you're
and,
right. Yeah.
He would say, you know what, this is all about nutrient cell regulators and toxins. And it's about this phenomenon called genometabolic capacitance, which is just simply the ability of our body to sort out whatever we expose it to. And, of course, his whole tenet and what I found out and then devoted my life to is the fact that no two people are the same. And the more industrialized a nation, the more diet-related disease as a result, and also as a result of modern medicine not looking deep enough for the root causes of problems.
Sure.
So in America, just to remind people, we're number one in the world for diet-related disease. And let me just say that the government funded a huge study from 1950 to 1971 to try to determine where degenerative disease came from. You know, we know where germs are coming from, and we've been battling, you know, all these bacteria and viri, and there's a number of parasites and things. That's
right.
True. But then what about, you know, arthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue, heart disease? I mean, there's about 300 degenerative diseases that are directly diet-related, and they wanted to look at the cause of that. So the study involved the Department of Agriculture, every state college, and every land-grant college in the nation. It was the largest study ever conducted to try to figure out the root cause of illness. And they concluded after 21 years, and there's Senate documents to back this up, 264 and 268, all disease is diet-related and to some extent environmentally related. Of course, that's the bigger picture because diet comes from the environment, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, and they said the solution to all illness can be found in nutrition, okay? And they define nutrition differently than what most people think it is. Most people just think, well, I need this, I need that, I should eat this, I should eat that. But they don't realize that their body's assimilation of all those different things might vary. In fact, to the point where people, when we test them, are so out of balance and so different from one another, even in the same families, it's kind of scary. And it's all because we're not digesting, absorbing, and utilizing the nutrients as well, and excreting waste. And that's a result of eating foods that don't really match our body in the moment and don't serve our genes.
Hmm.
So what the heck does all that mean, right?
Right, I know, right? That is confusing. And, yeah, I mean, so, like, again, I'm one that's had to search for what my diet is, just given my childhood issues and my own health now. And I think you're the first person that I've ever heard talk about it. Because I always used to say, it is what you eat. You are what you eat. But you talk about it, it's not you are what you eat, but what you retain. I think that's where we're going with this, right?
You are what you retain and utilize from what you eat. And that actually comes from the government study that concluded that nutrition should be defined as testing what's in food before you eat it. By the way, this study cost $500 million in 50s dollars, which would be a few billion, I guess, now. But they decided that we should test what's in food. That's where ingredient list came from, okay? And then test the body. Right. Well, that makes sense, right? And then the part that most people didn't get was then test the body after eating that food that you know what the nutrients are in, or whatever, and then matching the two up. using this principle that I've coined and the scientists back me up, the law of opposites, which is simply applying more of the nutrients your body's low in, less of the ones you're high in, until your body gets it to meet in the middle, which is called genetic signature. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, a family can all sit down and eat the same thing, but then, you know, you see so many different health issues. I know in my own family, it's the same thing. Now, granted, we don't all eat the same stuff now. We're all older, but still, everybody is different and how the food affects them. I think that's really key. And I don't think many people, or at least as far as I know, haven't looked at that law of opposites and haven't looked at food goes in, what's coming out, what are you retaining? And I think that's really, I think it can be very key to showing somebody's health. I mean, I know now with all the GMOs and everything and leaky gut syndrome and, you know, people aren't absorbing what they need to. So that's
so,
what
I mean,
you're
it's hard enough.
About.
Yeah, the food and the toxic levels are so disrupted right now. It's and our genes take years to kind of get used to groom our bodies for the environment. And the problem is, and that's why industrialized nations have the worst statistics, they've changed so much so fast in the wrong direction, our bodies can't keep up. And they become compatible with modern-day food. I mean, even the Furman Bear report from Rutgers showed that the food of yesteryear, before 1937, had as much as 80 to 90% more average nutrient density in it than nowadays.
Mm. Yeah,
so the food
that.
We're getting isn't as nutritious in the first place. And then figuring out which food goes with which body and what vitamin. In fact, even the vitamins are becoming a problem because according to the Haines studies, 1, 2, 3, and 4, 40 years, 78% of America are taking so many of the wrong vitamins, they're actually doing more harm than good.
Yeah. I've been leery of vitamins for a while. Yeah.
Well, and all we're talking about, Terry, is using the same approach in conventional medicine to nutritional and environmental medicine, which simply means test first before you do anything. Like an average medical doctor, the conventional medical doctor will test you, let's just say, do a blood test and say, oh, your cholesterol is too high. Their tools include mostly pharmaceuticals. So they might say, that doctor might say, you know what, let's put you on Lipitor. Let's start you at 5 milligrams, see if it comes down. And then we'll retest you to adjust the dosage. Well, that's what this study said we need to do with nutrition. Just sort it out using tests and measures and retests as part of conventional medicine. And according to Dr. Edith Wire in front of the Senate Oversight Committee, this went before Senate Oversight because of all the money spent, she said, you know what, 81% of all disease could be eliminated in the United States within 3 decades if we get everybody to do this. She actually said
that. Wow.
Now, why isn't that front page news? Terry, I ask you, why isn't that front page news and everybody doing it?
I actually agree with you so much so, and I can give you one big answer, you know, because then what are the pharmaceuticals going to do? What's that big business going to do? I mean, I've seen it all the time. I have an amazing water processor, Muracule. Where's the founder? He was not around anymore, you know. He was killed down, you know. And so I do think we have that other extreme fighting us against this, but I think that the more we get this information out there and the more all of us come forward and take a stand about that, about this and take this responsibility for ourselves and learn this, I think that's where we're really going to see the change. I really do. And I agree so much with this that yeah. I mean, I know how much just my own nutrition has helped me and when I do try stuff, but I have never done any of these testing. So let's talk a little bit about the hair and what you figured out, because not many people test the hair. I mean, first of all, when I was talking to my friends about this, they're all like, well, what happens if I dye my hair? What happens if I color my hair? Is that going to affect the test? So let's talk a little bit about testing the hair.
Well, good question. Yeah, absolutely not, by the way. Just to give you an idea, when I was at Malibu Health and Rehab working with all the actors and athletes as CBS would tout and Fox touted when I was on Fox, we would do all those 3,000 tests. We'd do all the regular tests and all those other tests on every rich and famous type. And, of course, it was very expensive and very complicated, but we would get incredible results. You know, in fact, Dr. Bob Torman used to sum up my little piece on CBS This Morning, occasional piece, saying, you know, Dr. Teft is accomplishing things in minutes, hours, days, and weeks that we couldn't in years because of the specificity of what he does and the far-reaching diagnostic value that it has at the root cause of problems. So we could get people skinny real quick, get them off drugs real rapidly, get them ready for their next movie, very muscular, like Adolph Lundgren, people like that I've worked with. And just using these tests and measures to get down to the finer points of what their body actually needs in the moment and then following it along as they would exercise and kind of reorganize their lifestyle to do more of the right thing, we got amazing results. You know, Thomas Edison actually said that we should be able to do this without drugs, you know. He said you've heard that saying before, we'll use no drugs, but interest is the patients in the care of the human frame and nutrition and all the old sciences, the Egyptians with their organ types and the Ayurvedic with their energy types and the Chinese with their constitutional types and Hippocrates with his four humors and two body types. I mean, all they were trying to do is individualize.
Right.
You know, even as Hippocrates.
I actually understood everyone you said because that's how much I've researched this myself. I understood all those different types. I've looked at them myself. I actually study Ayurvedic. I've worked in the Chinese medicine. So, yeah, I followed you right there. Continue on.
That's what fostered these tests. We said, look, we can go inside and we can look at everything, every mineral, every vitamin, every amino acid, every fatty acid, everything they call metabolic intermediates, a vitamin-like substances. All these cell regulators, too, which include DNA, by the way, and transfer proteins. You probably never heard of those. And, of course, stress and sex hormones. And then over 400 toxins now that we can find in the body. But how can we bring this to the masses? And, of course, we needed blood, urine, feces, saliva, and hair, breath, and even biopsy, cheek biopsy, to do all these tests. Blood is not the dominant specimen in all this. In fact, it's a recessive one. It's about only 18% of those 3,000 tests come from blood because it doesn't tell you it's a transport medium. There's all these hang-ups with blood. Urine tells you certain things. Hair tells you certain things. Saliva tells you certain things. And this is all mapped out. I have these huge lab books. It's sorted out.
Yeah.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Our test is in 75 countries. It's in 8 languages. I mean, this is the most popular nutrition test in the world because, very simply because, what we found, and I discovered two doctors, Dr. Eck and Dr. Watts, who worked on this database. And by the way, this test was invented in 1903 that we use for animals to sustain animals in the zoo, on the farm, to help them to run. Sir Seabiscuit, the horse, had the same test. It's an animal version, et cetera. But the point is that when Dr. Bob Torman would conclude what I was doing in CBS this morning, he said, you know, this, what Dr. Tepp does is amazing, but it's quintessential to the rich and famous because it's so complicated and expensive. So I was always looking for something that would be a shortcut to more results for less expense. And when I found Dr. Eck and Dr. Watts, they said, that's what we've been working on. And they said, you know, we found that a strand of hair is worth 1,000 blood tests. And we can see what comes in and out of cells for certain, particularly minerals that more or less define the totality of the organism. Because everything is in the universe, of course, is combinations of atoms. There are, about 121 atoms that we know about, elements. And, of course, 76 of those that can be mined are called minerals. They're responsible for all life on the planet. And you are either the mineral, like calcium in bone, or something made from it, like vitamin D is made from calcium, or something run by it, like there are enzymes that convert, that store calcium in bone, that are, again, driven by calcium and other nutrients. So, the whole point is that your body is run, what we like to call the minerals, the spark plugs of life, because the minerals are associated with everything. And they found originally on millions of people, 123 million people now, that if they knew the levels of certain minerals, we could predict what the vitamins would be and the aminos very, very accurately. No other test reverse engineered back into that context. So if we did a vitamin test, it wouldn't always define what a mineral would do. And they found that when they tried to fix a vitamin level in a body deficiency or an excess without adjusting its corresponding minerals, it never worked. So there's this whole scientific, very complicated process that led them to believe that the old test they invented for animals was still the most reliable, and that from hair we could tell more for less than any other type of test procedure. And that's why I got involved with this particular test and helped to develop it. It's gone through 14 generations, and it's amazing because just imagine 1,000 blood tests in one strand of hair.
I wrote that down. That's pretty amazing. That's definitely pretty amazing that it has those many things. Yeah. So.
And then I was going to say the other beautiful part is with the computers. They've been able to, and studying the people and then storing and interpolating and comparing the results and statistically equilibrating. I know I'm using big words. We're able to let the computer do the work. So if, let's say, your calcium's too high and your magnesium's too low or lower by a certain amount, we already know that your vitamin B6 is low. We already know that if we give you too much B1, it's bad for you. I mean, all these things have been now brought to bear because we've compared all these and all these people. So why do all these other tests if you don't need them?
Yes, right. I definitely agree with that. And yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, I hear a lot right now, like, okay, I know my vitamin D is low. Okay, well, what does that mean, really? So what are we supposed to do? Just go take vitamin D? I mean, that doesn't make sense to me. So I think this test can help us with that, to figure out why it's low and what's not absorbing. And yeah,
and
it's way over my head.
It's piecemeal. People do it piecemeal. It's about guesswork.
Yes.
You know,
do
you want to be a diet gambler or nutrition detective is what I ask people. Do you want to detect and correct what's going on, or do you want to guess about it until you get really sick? And since all disease is diet-related, and we have all the patterns of all the diseases, we know that, calcinosis, a buildup of calcium in soft tissue, causes 38 conditions. It's in the computer. If you fit the pattern, it tells you where you're headed before you even get there. Conventional medical can't even pick up these disturbances.
Yeah,
and I got one of my proudest moments. I'm sorry, Terry. I get a little excited.
That's okay. I know you
I love
do.
This.
I get excited too. I want to know more about the test. And what do? We go cut our hair. We send it to you. Does it matter if it's been colored? I mean, I get excited too to hear this. It's exciting for me that somebody has taken the time and experience and has put all this together. So I'm right with you. Yeah.
Well, we know our metabolic rate from this. We know what foods exactly to eat and not eat. We know exactly what vitamins not to take. We even get disease tendencies written, predicated here. And just to let you know, America's number one for the most disease tendencies developing within that there are, don't always show for quite a while. So we pick those up, sometimes 10, 20 years before a disease actually happens. We're picking up the functional disturbances that allow it to happen over time. And you making the same mistakes over and over is like repetitive stress. It weakens the body to a certain point. And then the doctor's calling it some kind of disease, and here's their drug for it, because they have no other way to go back and fix it from the start. But we do. We do.
Yeah.
So we just need hair. People can go – it's really easy, because if people go to ArborVitaeNutrition.com, it'll explain right there. Everything's downloadable. They tell you how to get the hair and what to do. It's really easy. And they can and by the way, we have a for people who want to do the test or purchase the book, we have a special offer too that I can tell you about later if you'd like, for your listeners.
Yeah, that would be great. Absolutely. Yeah, I find it fascinating, and relating back to the work I do with the spirit and all, and Kundalini too. I mean, we see it like, don't cut the hair. The hair has a lot of spiritual energy, and it's got a lot of that crown chakra energy. And so I find that fascinating, that correlation between that and then all the information that you're gathering from the hair. I think that's really fascinating.
Well,
yeah.
Hair's like, like the rings on a tree. Like every year there's a new ring on a tree. If you've ever looked at a tree, I hate for people to cut trees if they don't have to, but there are growth rings. And it's the same with blood hitting the hair. And it gives us a kind of a pattern of what's been going on the last 2 or 3 months. So that's what we're using it for. And thankfully it's, something that grows back. It's falling out anyway. It doesn't hurt.
So do you take it
might damage
like
your vanity a little bit, because you've lost the – you can't even see it. I mean, it takes so little. It doesn't even matter. Most people
– So it doesn't matter if you've had hair treatment, hair color, dyed it. It doesn't matter. Henna, I do henna. It doesn't matter at all.
Well, we like hair closest to the scalp, number one. And then if there is an issue, of course, the machine burns through it, but it'll say, you know what, you have an artificially high level of this or that. But based on the computer interpolation, or comparison is a better way to put it, to the millions of people on file and the ones that are most like you in all ways, they can usually figure it out that it's the hair product and not in your body. But remember, what gets on you gets in you eventually. So a lot of hair products that... henna is not so bad, but there are other things. They used to have that Grecian Formula 101 for men, which had lead in it. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, gosh. No, I did not know that. Ooh, yeah.
And it gets, and then, that's a carcinogen. That causes bone cancer. I mean, all the toxics do that. So,
this is a plug for natural hair care, too. Like, really taking, understanding and responsibility for what you are, using in your hair. Very important, like as you just said. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and people, they can go to the website, the ArborVitae Nutrition website. It'll tell them what to do. They just need to give us information. They can send their hair in. We give it to the lab. The lab will email us a report, which will transfer to the people that sent their specimens in. 30 pages of incredible information telling you everything you need to know about where you're going, what's wrong, how to fix it, diet, vitamins. They even compound vitamins. They even, can you imagine, they're medically proven vitamin supplements. They actually have to go to New Zealand to buy the food to make the vitamins from, because they won't work from buying American farms, from food from American farms anymore. They stopped about 20 years ago.
It doesn't surprise me. It does not surprise me. So once they get this test, is it easy to incorporate in someone's life, or then they're going to get all confused, or have you taken a lot of that confusion out?
It's all taken out. That's one of the reasons the test is so popular worldwide. We also lend support, so people that want to talk to us, we welcome it. We want to make sure they get the results that is so deserved. If they just take the moment to use science a little bit more as their guide by using the test, we can sort out their problems. And I have people that think that more is better. Like I have some that are spending thousands of dollars a month on all these vitamins and supplements, and they have the worst-looking tests. By the way, our country has the most excesses and deficiencies simultaneously coexisting on these tests. So can you imagine you have a super excess of calcium and a super deficiency of potassium at the same time? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Let me say one other thing, and people need to know this. Okay, now this is the latest statistic I have, but I hear there's a new one out by another association. But America has slipped from 5th in the world for life expectancy to 40th. There's another one out there that says 50th, but they did a different comparison. So we're somewhere between 40th and 50th in the world. And it's all because of what I call nutrition nonsense, because we have the worst tests, we have the most diet-related disease, and yet there are people. There are tribes like the Hunzas, Soviet Georgians, like the Tikhatins. I've got about 38 of them that we've studied, that I've learned about through the years, who have almost near perfect tests every time. They live to be over 100. They don't have cancer, diabetes, obesity, none of that, chronic fatigue. They work in the fields, these tribes people, to the day they die. What is their secret, Terry? What do you think it is? Let me tell you what it is. Nothing's changed for thousands of years. They're on the other end of the spectrum. They have a closed genetic pool, same soil, same environment. They don't have computers. They don't have cars as we know them. None of that stuff. They're isolated, but they're self-sufficient. That's their secret. The rest of us, the further you go, the more changes have been made, the less adherence to traditions, the more mass production of food, the more toxic intake, the more drug intake, which we're number one for in the world. The more of this nutrition nonsense has led to the greatest epidemic of diet-related disease the world has ever seen. And we're damaging our genes every step of the way. We're weakening future generations.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, like, brings up the point, too, like people that have, like, substance or food addictions. I mean, that can be a huge help, I would imagine, because sometimes we get into that eating the same thing, and we're addicted to the same things, and we're just feeding our diet with those limited sources there. So I imagine this can come in once you figure it out and help with that as well.
Well, that's what we want to do. We want to sort this out to perfection. Even going back to when I had the asthma, the doctors, just to let you know, and I'll quote Dr. Abraham Hoffer, the former editor-in-chief of the Journal of Ortho and Molecular Medicine, and also Dr. James Brawley, who was the author of the Food Nutrition Allergy Revolution. The average physician misses 95 to 97% of what's going on in your body because their tests are so limited. Now, that worked in the allergy test department for me. When I was back in the day when I was tested by Dr. Hermanson Brown, they were my doctors, my allergists. When I came down with the asthma, they said, dust mites, dust, and cat dander. The house was spick and span, didn't have a cat. I mean, it didn't make sense. When I went in, I was a research subject in New York for these other tests. They found that I had hidden allergies to a couple hundred things I never knew about, because there are seven ways to be allergic, seven different antibody reactions. And we only test the one at the top that involves histamine, because we have a drug to solve it. It's called an antihistamine. And we leave the rest for naught. A lot of those don't create instantaneous symptoms. They might create delayed symptoms, or maybe no symptoms, and something breaks down in the body instead. They're cancer-related, some of them. But none of that's tested in conventional medicine, because there's no medication you can take to solve them. It's called the food rotation. That's how you solve it. And maximizing mineral balance, because there are calcium-related allergies, copper-related allergies, iron, all these things that have been now understood better, and so that it's thanks to the computer. It's a push-button digital printout now that we have that Einstein couldn't handle. It would be too much.
Yeah. And even I know that mercury, too, because I know a lot of us in my generation grew up with that in our mouths for dentistry and how much that's changed. But then that mercury is still there. So I know that that's been a big one, too, for many people.
Oh, big problem. Brain's eye, heart, you know, hurts the prostate, damages your DNA, and it depletes zinc, which weakens your immune system. I'm just giving you a kind of an example. Mm-hmm. And it's a system. You just can't dump anything in the body and it sorts it out. Just like with the constitutional types in the Chinese, there's the yin and the yang. There are those nutrients that stimulate more energy productions and those that suppress them. And in order to do what your genes really want, what you are designed to do is release as much energy per bite of food as possible. And that means the best digestion, absorption, utilization, and elimination. And that's what we're out for. We actually, when we balance people out, sometimes a lot of time, they'll, especially athletes see this, they can eat 20 to 30% more without gaining body fat because they've reached a higher energy state. More of what they're eating is actually applicable to their body. Said, let's get stored. The body doesn't want to give up valuable nutrients, but if it can't use them, it can't use them.
you
got to give the ones that it needs in the moment and take away the ones that it has too much of. And you got to balance out. And they have these ranges, these quantum ranges, quantumized ranges. Yeah. For each of the stimulating, the yang, if you will, energy stimulating versus the sedative, which would be the yin. Like vitamin A stimulates metabolism. Vitamin D suppresses it. B1 and B3 stimulate it. B7, we have them all lined up. Same with minerals.
Wow.
Potassium stimulates. Calcium suppresses. So we just have to get these lined up, and we don't even have to be perfect. We just have to come close. The body will do the rest.
And the body has that ability. Sure. Once we get it back on track, it has that ability to come back in. So once we, I like that though. I didn't really realize that either. And I know I was going to say there too, like I know for myself, all the dieting I do, it's like I barely get to eat, and that's not good either. I need to have a right balance of nutrition so that I can eat, I can exercise, and I can have nutrition I want. So I definitely agree with that as well. You know, I thought there was one other thing that you said.
What you said is so true. I've actually had a bulimic who was maybe 800 calories a day. We got him up to 1,600, and he lost all the fat on his. He couldn't believe it. He was afraid to get fat, which he wasn't. But
right.
He lost the fat. He said, how can I eat more and get less? I could because it's, you know, have less fat. It's because it's the right stuff. It's not just about carbohydrates, protein, and fats. It's about all the minerals and vitamins and everything else that process those in the most efficient manner.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very important. This is where I was talking about my son. I was like, I'm amazed. He gets it. Not everybody can get it, but he can put it together and go to the gym and figure out how many calories he's going to eat and how he can shape his body, which I'm sure you understand that because just what you've been through. But I'm always so amazed that he can do that. So that possibility is there for us. And the other thing that I wanted to comment too, I get so excited myself, is what you talked about the future, like how you can, you know, you mentioned the future there, like looking at what happens when we see into the future about our health based on these tests. And that's pretty fascinating. I mean, does that mean like you can tell if someone is headed towards cancer or something like that?
Absolutely. And years before they have it. And I just give an example with myelogenous leukemia. I had three people in 1 week that did the hair test, this particular test. I mean, it's actually called the BioCorrect test because it's just, you happens to use hair. The interpretation that makes it different, but the database. But these three people had a very high level. There's a certain level of copper. When your body exceeds that retention rate, average amount in hair, it means you've got the beginning of leukemia. So I had three people in 1 week, and they all exceeded this benchmark for early onset leukemia, myelogenous leukemia. And I didn't want to scare the people, but I told them there was something serious and that I should talk to their regular docs, which I did. And I tried to convince the three doctors and who were in charge of these three the patients about the copper. Now, they all, thank gosh, because I guess they trusted me, they all took my cue. They said, you know what, we never heard that, but we'll take your word for it. You know, you're this and that and the other thing, and, you know, we understand you're just working within this stuff, this functional science, this functional medicine area that you're a specialist at. They see it as a specialty. So we'll take your word for it. They did extra workups, found that what we'd found actually was going on. These people had beginning stage so early on that they were able to eradicate the cancer.
Wow, awesome.
And those three people are alive to this day. It's 7 years since then.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal. And that's just exactly the kind of research we need. I love it. I mentioned earlier that I just lost a friend to cancer and it's so sad. And how can we beat this and how can we do it? And I feel like you are onto something so much so with doing these testings and finding that out. So I did want to I did want to offer our listeners, one, I have a second book. And so if you're listening, if you press one, I'm going to let you have the book. I'm going to send the book to you. So go ahead on the switchboards. I can see that. If you raise your hand, you definitely will be able to get this book. I have two copies. So go ahead and raise your hand. All right, there we go. I see you, 2655. I've got your number, and I will definitely get you that book. Thank you. How awesome is that? And then you also mentioned that you had a code for us. I'm very interested in offering that for our readers, how they can use this code and accessibility for this test that you've made it so affordable. What would that be?
Well, yes. And I just wanted to say we wanted to help people with their New Year's resolutions if they gained a little bit too much. One of the most famous uses for our test is weight loss, as you can imagine. Fox News, believe it or not, it's on Arbor Vitae Nutrition on YouTube. You can watch my Fox News clip. They investigated and validated us. They thought this was a sham. They sent somebody in undercover to do the program. She went down 7 dress sizes. She couldn't believe it. They said, "You be in the news?" I said, "Yeah, of course." They go, "Everybody should do this." So we actually stood up to their scrutiny, if you can imagine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Have this New Year's, and she, you know, couldn't believe how easily she lost the body fat, which she talks about on the – and you'll see all these movie stars I've worked with. It's really cool. At any rate, so I have to thank them for that. Of course, they came in because they thought it was too good to be true, which is okay because it is so good. It is true. But that's the whole point. So we have for your listeners – now, it's supposed to be the date. We had a computer issue, so I'll just say it's supposed to be the code's supposed to be the date. But I'm going to give an alternative code, 320CA1006. That will always work in case just plugging in the date doesn't work, okay, the date in numbers. And like, you know, today would be, what, 01, I'm already in February, 16, yes. 17, that kind of thing.
01-16-17 or otherwise 320CA as in California 106. All right.
1006 and
1006. I'm sorry. 1006. Okay.
And that's at www.arborvitaenutrition.com. Tree of Life, ArborVitae. I think they can read that on your post, nutrition.com.
Yeah, it is definitely on the post, and you have to listen to the show, obviously, to get the code. So please do that. And please do take advantage. He's made this affordable for us to be able to not only look at our nutrition now, but look down the road too at what our health can be. And then I just wanted to ask you one more question of how all this does tie into the spirit. How do you think that having this can help empower one's spirit?
Freeze it up. Because if you're in pain or you're suffering, it's harder for you to concentrate on spirituality. That was one of the big catches in Malibu. We had a huge, we had about 16 different types of docs. We worked on people trying to expand their spirituality in every way, shape, and form. We had the yogi. You wouldn't believe Malibu Health. It was so amazing. But feeling good and being more energetic from the body and mind level only can help you to achieve even greater, lot more lofty spiritual levels. And, you know, even Gandhi, who was one of our leading spiritualists, you know, he almost died from dehydration. He almost shut down his kid. You don't want that. The healthier you can be, my feeling is that the healthier you can be, the easier it is for you. And the less time you have to spend worrying about your health means more time to try to expand your connection to the universe and the environment. You are part of a community of energy. And
Thank
we need
you.
To be able
community
to energize
of energy.
Ourselves. Because my energy helps your energy, helps the next person. The problem with our country right now is we're capitalizing on negative energy. In this country, for wellness purposes, actually more money is made on sickness by far than wellness, right?
Yes, by far. I hear you on that. Thank you. I appreciate those comments because I so agree with that. And our health is important, and our feeding our body is important, and getting accurate information is really important. And when we can cut to the chase and really feel better, wow, so much can. So thank you for the code, and thank you for all the research. I mean, this is years and years and years that you've compiled, and your book has so much information. The pictures of you are pretty fascinating, too, of what you went through and the different body and weights and swimming and weightlifting and all that. That's fascinating for me to see that as well. Yeah.
Well, I use this nutrition. This is, you know, all help me to be, and even now, you know, it's like the people, when I go to the gym, they just can't. They go, "Are you Jacqueline or somebody?" I go, "No, I'm better. I Jack and Elaine. They're really great." But I just wanted to say that if people are interested in buying the book, please buy it from the website because we do donate to charities. I wanted to put that in. We'd appreciate that instead of giving it into Amazon. And just so people know, for the first test, we've eliminated over $100 of cost. So it's only like $165. So it's not that expensive for what you get.
No, for what you get. That's awesome. And yes, on the show notes and also on the Empowered Spirit Show website page too, I do have those links. I have the Facebook, I have the YouTube, and I have your ArbaVitae Nutrition.com website too. So you can go there to get that, and then you can log in, you can use the code and then follow directions. And definitely we would love to hear what comes of it. And I'm very fascinated. You'll see my hair in there. Well, maybe you won't see mine. Maybe you won't, but mine will be going there too, because I've been
We're looking. And you know, if people have trouble with the computer or anything, we do have a phone number, 714-782-7107. That's also on the website. Or 949-315-8338. If the other one's busy, it's sometimes everybody calls at the same time. So they can always call in if they need help, and it's not an issue. We just want to get people better. We want to minimize the cost. We want to maximize the efficiency. And I'm always in a good mood, as you'll see, because this is fun.
Yeah.
I hate to see people that are so far gone. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what happened?
No, I agree, because, you know, I do believe the body has that innate ability, but we get so far off track. So once we start to bring it back on track, the body can do what it's supposed to do. I so believe that. But our nutrition, our farming, our land, and even, like you said, the negative energy flying around right now can really affect us. So, yes.
And it really does. You can think yourself sick. You can help to think yourself well. But let me tell you one thing that really gets people to understand this, and this is something I actually won an award for saying. Comparing gene to metabolism, like people go, genes? I've heard of genes. Metabolism, what the hell is that? Excuse my French. What the heck is that? I get excited. What happens is metabolism is the sum total of digestion, absorption of what you digest, utilization of what you've absorbed within the body most efficiently or not, and elimination of waste. Genes, however, are this code, this blueprint in your DNA that says what your body would really like under the best conditions. So I compare this to a seed, okay, and the soil. Okay, think of your genes as a seed. Now, hopefully the seed's not modified, right? It's not a soy seed, okay?
Hello.
And it's from healthy stock, and which most of us are, believe it or not. We degrade our genes by doing the wrong things, repetitive stress to metabolism, but here's how it works. Your gene has a plan, okay, just like this plant that you're about to grow with a seed. This seed that you're going to put in the soil has a plan for that plant to grow so tall, so many flowers on it, so much fruit, whatever it is. It has a master plan of what it could be under the most ideal conditions. But if you take that wonderfully potent seed and you put it in soil that's depleted, that's toxic, that's got all kinds of imbalances to begin with, like we routinely do in this country, what do you think that seed's going to do? It's not going to ever reach its full potential. And you have to the soil as your metabolism, and you have to think of the food groups. You have to think that an Eskimo is more designed to eat whale blubber. Sorry, if you need more animal products, you do. If you're an East Indian Hindu vegetarian, whale blubber will shorten your life, and we're all stuck somewhere between, and the only way to sort it out genetically and metabolically is to measure in the moment and put things back into balance, what we call genetic signature. And I want to tell you one more thing that people, they love this point, because this is the essence of true healing. We're out to get people, Terry, on as few vitamins as possible when everything's in reverse in this country.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that, my friend. I definitely do. So, Greg, we're coming up at the top of the hour. Thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you for offering my listeners all this information. I am just as excited about it as you are. Well, I think I am at any rate. It really inspires me. So, yes, thank you. Keep doing your work. And I totally appreciate all that you've offered. Thank you so much. It's just so important. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for all that you do. We need to empower every aspect of our lives. We need to be better at what we do. We need to help ourselves so we can help others. Love thy neighbor, love thyself.
Yes.
Well.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I hope my listeners will call in, and I look forward to speaking to you again real soon. I enjoy our conversations this time and before. Thank you so much to your spirit. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow. All right. So just take a nice deep inhale, everyone, and take all that amazing information in. I can feel his enthusiasm. I love it. I get inspired. I want to eat better. I want to definitely feel better. I want to live my life empowered, and I hope that you do too. So I hope you'll take them up on the coupon. Yes, it takes down that cost of over $100 from like $200-$300 to $165. Check it out. Find out what can help you in your life feel better and also protect you in the future. Definitely. So important. So check it out. The show notes are there. So let's just all take a nice deep inhale. And exhale. Just send this all the way down deep into the earth, taking in what you need, being able to hear all this beautiful wisdom that he shares with us. Inhaling and exhaling. So very grateful for this conversation today. I hope that you too will take this and let it empower you to feel better as we go forward into this brand new year. Yes. So let's see. I will be back next week with my guest, Katie Rogers. We're actually going to be doing a Facebook Live during the broadcast. We're going to be talking about the year of the fire rooster. Yes, how the Chinese New Year is going to come in and also help us to clean up our lives, to find that power. We're going to be talking about some of the predictions of what this energy will mean for each and every one of us. So join us for that next week. Locally, let's see. I have my Reiki and meditation circle. We had a great week last week. It's open. You can still come in and drop in on Wednesdays, 5:30 to 6:30, finding the ability to tap into your spirit through Reiki energy and meditation. That's at Birmingham Yoga. My restorative yoga follows that as well. So thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Tepp, for joining us today. Thank you for listening. If you were the caller that won, I will contact you right after the show and get your address and send you that book. And please do go to the website, abravitanutrition.com. It's on the show page. Check it out for you. Empower your body, your mind, and your spirit, all for a great year. Thanks again for tuning in. This is your host, Terry Ann Hyman. I'll be back next week. Have a great week. Take this information and empower to your spirit. Namaste.